From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia deploys missile batteries to Syria. Russia has sent a missile defense system to Latakia, Syria, in an apparent move to protect its warplanes operating over the country. The deployment followed Tuesday's downing of a Russian bomber by Turkish warplanes, an incident Ankara insists occurred in Turkish airspace. One Russian crewman was killed. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday Turkey's action looks like a pre-planned provocation, but that Russia is not going to war with Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said his country was simply defending its security, does not want any escalation with Russia. Pope Francis Thursday continued his landmark trip to Africa with an interfaith meeting and a mass in Nairobi a day after arriving in the Kenyan capital on the first leg of his landmark visit. He was welcomed by President Uhuru Kenyatta's official resident state house Wednesday.
We take this opportunity to welcome you to Kenya as we also welcome you to Africa.
In his remarks, the Pope spoke out against poverty, official corruption, and appealed for reconciliation among the continent's ethnic and religious groups.
All men and women of goodwill are called to work for reconciliation and peace, forgiveness and healing.
On Friday, the Pope ends his Kenya visit with a stop in a slum in Nairobi. It is followed then by a visit to a shrine for Christian martyrs in the country of Uganda. Finally, he'll visit a mosque and refugee camp in the Central African Republic. The visit ends Sunday. This is VOA News. In remarks Wednesday ahead of Thursday's National Thanksgiving holiday, President Obama sought to reassure Americans on the threat of terrorism.
As we go into Thanksgiving weekend, I want the American people to know is that we are taking every possible step to keep our homeland safe. First, we're going after ISIL wherever it hides. Second, we continue to do everything possible to prevent attacks at home and abroad and to prevent foreign terrorist fighters from entering the United States or other nations.
Mr. Obama said right now he knows of no specific and credible intelligence indicating a plot on the homeland. Meanwhile, France, already on alert following the November 13th Paris attacks, announced it would deploy even more security forces for the global climate conference scheduled next week. Belgium's capital, Brussels, remains on a high state of alert. Through at least Monday's, authorities there continue searching for suspects connected to those Paris attacks. The U.S. military Wednesday acknowledged its forces misidentified a target in Kunduz, Afghanistan last month, resulting in a mistaken half-hour aerial attack on a hospital that killed at least 30 people, including doctors and patients. General John Campbell, commander of U.S. and international forces, said Afghan forces asked for U.S. air support against a building occupied by Taliban fighters during their assault on the city. He called the attack a tragic mistake. Jason Cohn is executive director of Doctors Without Borders, which operated the hospital.
It's pretty shocking for us that they would still fire on a target, not knowing essentially what they were firing at. And that really amounts to essentially gross negligence in terms of being able to not distinguish between the civilian and military target. And we think that that needs and requires further independent investigation, not by someone who is involved in the conflict, as the U.S. government is. And so we've reiterated our call for that independent investigation today.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said he hopes the investigation will hold people accountable and enable military authorities to learn from their mistakes. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has warned that ongoing Israeli-Palestinian violence could spin out of control. He made the statement Wednesday after a diplomatic trip to the region where he met with leaders from both sides. Germany has pledged to stand by France in its fight against Islamic State militants in the wake of the Paris attacks that killed 130. French President François Hollande met German Chancellor Angela Merkel as part of his diplomatic offensive against the IS group that will take him to Moscow and Beijing. Less than a third of voters cast ballots in the second phase of Egypt's parliamentary elections, held about across half the country's provinces. It was only marginally better than those who bothered to cast votes in the first round, expected to result in a pro-government body. More voting scheduled next week. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.